the wildflower guy. Larry Weber joins us on the phone this morning with Backyard Almanac, and they call them spring ephemerals for a reason. Good morning, Larry.
Yes, that word ephemeral is not a word we throw around all the time, but it just means they have a short life. And growing where they do, that's exactly the way it is, and especially short this year. You know, this is amazing, Lisa. We will be, 1 week from today, we will be in the month of June, and less than a month ago, we still had ice covering lakes and snow on the ground. And so it just has exploded. The greenery that's happened in the trees is now ahead of time compared to what it was back then. And so we just had an amazing amount of green going on. Now, this really impacts these wildflowers because they have to take advantage of the sunlight when they get it, growing on the forest floor as they do. I've had some terrific walks out at Jay Cook State Park. I took a walk again just a few days ago there, and there still were a lot of those ephemerals. The two that really stood out, the most abundant, were the spring beauties and the trout lilies being both white and yellow, and they were very impressive. There's a lot of other kinds of flowers. What we are doing now is we are moving into the next phase, and just in the last 2 days, I have seen wildflowers in bloom that I consider shade-tolerant flowers. These include flowers like starflower, baneberry, and then just this morning I found a Solomon seal in bloom. These are all plants that come after the first ones. They are also kind of a short life, but they can last a little bit longer because they can handle the shade that's out there. Also handling the shade very well are the ferns. The ferns are just amazing. How does the plant grow from not even sticking up above the forest floor a month ago to be close to 3 feet tall now? But that's what some of these ferns do. They are just amazing. May is after a chilly April. May is going to go down on record as being above normal. We have had several days of official temperatures above 80 degrees. The Weather Service has recorded so far four of them, and then a couple more, including yesterday, where it was in the upper 70s. This is offset, however, by several days where the Weather Service recorded the highest temperature of the day being in the 50s. So therefore, yes, we're above normal, but we're not quite as far above normal as we might think we are. The statistic that bothers me, and I said this last week as well, is that we are so far below normal when it comes to precipitation and rainfall. We did get a rain early yesterday morning at my house here, starting at about 2 o'clock in the morning. We had a thunder shower, and then the rain following that continued for several hours. We got a pretty good amount of rain here. However, the Weather Service recorded only about a quarter inch and still far below normal. Now, we'll see what happens. According to the forecast, we're going to continue hot for a few more days. So, certainly May is going to be warmer than normal. With the bird migrants, the warblers continue to come through. Like I said before, 26 species every year. I try to see all 26. I've gotten that up to 23 right now, and I'm still out looking for a few more. But in addition to that, there's just so much more than warblers going on. Vireos, blue-headed, yellow-throat, and red-eyed, all vireos here. Five kinds of thrushes. Yesterday, I recorded the first wood pewee in our woods. A wood pewee is a small flycatcher. They're late migrants, and many years I never see one until the 1st of June. We had a ruby-throated hummingbird. It's been hanging around the house here every day. I kind of feel sorry for it. We do not have a lot of flowers for it to feed on. So hummingbirds will feed on insects, and we are getting plenty of insects now, too. Scarlet tanager had a chance to hear and see one of those as well. I think we're having some of these earlier migrants already nesting, and I've been watching. This has been interesting. I've been watching a swamp and a pond near my house where there has been a male Canada goose, a gander, that's just been quietly swimming around waiting for the females incubating the young. And as soon as that happens, he will take charge. He will, I don't know if he'll take charge, but he'll certainly join with the family. Other things of note, I've seen a flight of bats this week, which is neat. The frog situation has undergone some changes. Wood frogs are no longer calling. They've already finished their breeding season. Chorus frog, I heard one this morning. Lots of spring peepers. Gray tree frogs calling, and American toads. The toads just started a couple of days ago. They have that trill that they call with, and that when the breeding season goes on, they just continue to call. They'll call for, it seems like, 24 hours a day, but this breeding season only lasts a few days. So I'd say by the, even though they're calling right here now on the 25th, I'd say by the end of the month they'll be all done. I had a neighbor report to me seeing a turtle up on land. Now, what was it doing there? It could very well be an early egg-laying turtle. They climb up on land to lay eggs. Most of the time that happens in June, but who knows? We may have an earlier one. There's been a few more kinds of butterflies. I've seen the white butterflies along with the spring Asia, and we are getting emergence of dragonflies starting. But let's talk about those spring wildflowers. As I was saying, they are going through a change right now, and many of the ones from earlier are beginning to fade. They're going to be harder to find, and if we don't go out and look in the next few days, we probably won't be seeing. We'll see some of them, but not very much. There is, however, a terrific, and if I didn't say it yet, terrific growth of large flower trilliums out there. They are just outstanding, and we have many sites in the region where they grow. There's several. We talk about Jay Cook State Park, but I would suggest go a little bit further south into Banning State Park, where it's just, you cannot go in any direction without seeing them there. They're just abundant. Their cousin, a smaller one, which has a bent-over flower called the Nodding Trillium, has started to bloom as well, and there's pretty good numbers of those at Jay Cook State Park. I haven't yet seen the yellow lady slipper orchids, but I wouldn't doubt if they are blooming. I just haven't been to the right part of the park. The tree flowers, the small ones of the plum, Juneberry, pin cherry are all blooming still very well. They are joined by elderberry, crab apples, and as of yesterday, the first choke cherry in bloom. As far as the domestics go, we have apples and lilac. Yes, I found the first lilac 2 days ago, saw another one yesterday, so we're going to soon have a lot of lilac season. And if that's not enough, Lisa, we are moving on to the next phase with the trees, and that is the seeds. It's not hard to notice as you start looking around with the breeze like we're getting today, this white fluffy stuff that's blowing around in the wind. Those are the seeds of this year, the first trees to make their seeds of aspen and willow. And they are taking advantage of the breeze and blowing around. It almost turns in some years, it almost turns into a warm weather snowstorm. One thing we haven't seen much of, and that's because it's been so dry, has been the fungi. But I'm hoping now with some rain we'll see that. So, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a bit warm, but we're also getting some bright moon now, too, as we're heading in. We are in the waxing gibbous phase, and I always find that that's as good as the full moon to get out and enjoy it. So, yeah, Lisa, have a good one.
And you too, Larry, of course. Thank you so much, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, right here on 103.3 KUMD every single Friday.